You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Animal rights activists from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses are opposing the holding of the Taranaki Cup. Last year, 25 horses died on New Zealand racetracks, along with many others in the days following due to injuries and complications sustained while racing. I spoke to Elin Arbez, a member of the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, on the impact of horse racing and their planned protest against the holding of the cup. Here she is now.
Can you tell me a bit about horse racing itself and why it's so detrimental to the health of horses, and I guess why it's such a dangerous sport for them?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I guess if we start with the most extreme example first, 25 horses have died on New Zealand racetracks last year alone. I mean, that number kind of speaks for itself. If we had a sport where 25 human participants died in a year, you know, there'd be absolute outrage. And in that case, those would have been consenting participants, but these horses are not consenting participants. Injuries are serious injuries like pulmonary hemorrhages, which is bleeding in the lungs, and which you often then see by blood coming from the horse's nostrils, things like cardiac arrhythmias. These are frequently documented in the reports after the races. At New Plymouth Raceway alone, there have been 9 horses that have died on track over the last decade. At the end of the thoroughbred's life, while some are rehomed, there's about 3,000 that are unaccounted for annually. Over in Australia, investigators have scanned microchips of horses in slaughterhouses and have found New Zealand thoroughbreds in slaughterhouses where horses are slaughtered for human consumption. So, I mean, you know, from start to finish, these horses are subjected to exploitation and are ultimately cast aside when they're no longer profitable to the industry.
Now, how long would you say this has been going on for?
Since the inception of the industry, I think this industry is built on the exploitation and suffering of these animals. And while there have been advances in the welfare, there are still some very dark sides to this industry that the public are largely unaware of.
You guys are planning on protesting at the Taranaki Cup, which is coming up this weekend. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So members of Taranaki Animal Save, we have been present at every race over the last year at New Plymouth Raceway. Where possible, we have had a public presence to protest to try and raise awareness. Most of the public are largely unaware of what goes on with horse racing, as the horse racing industry has waned greatly in popularity. Often the broader public are no longer engaged with it. A lot of people don't go along to the races anymore and are not even aware they're on, kind of thing. And so because of this, the racing industry are able to get away with a lot of what they get away with. So by having a public presence there, we kind of try to remind people of what's happening behind the scenes. And we also take the opportunity to gather footage, videos and photos of the horses, and we've accumulated quite a collection of footage of horses being punched, being whipped, being pushed so forcefully that their hind legs leave the ground, you know, being abused, being sworn at, you know, which we just, you know, gathered to build a further case of why this industry needs to be abolished, frankly.
I'm also reading that 9 horses have been killed at New Plymouth Raceway alone.
It should also be noted that those are just the ones that we are aware of. There is those are the ones that died immediately on track. There are often horses that die in the following days after the races that may not be recorded.
Do you think that with this protest, could we see any more in the future, especially at other horse racing events?
I think from our experiences going along to these big events, the Boxing Day events and stuff like that, what we often witness is that they are often quite big social occasions, but most people seem to be pretty oblivious to the horses, to be honest. I think a lot of people do treat it as a social occasion to go out and have some drinks with friends and gamble and stuff. But to be frank, I think it could be replaced with just about any other sport, and those people would still be going along to those events. I think there's going to be increasing pressure on the horse racing industry over the coming year as more and more people become aware of the underlying reality of it.
Are there any other raceways or are there any other horse racing venues around the country which may not have had light shed on them in terms of this issue?
Oh, most definitely. I think in most cases it's the majority of them. Unfortunately, you know, the animal rights community in New Zealand is quite small in scale to the horse racing industry kind of thing, so it's a matter of being able to cover what we can where we can. There's a lot of raceways where what is going on is a lot worse, but we just don't have the people there to document that. But I would hope that moving forward, as more people become aware of this, I would hope that more people take it upon themselves to actually become involved in this and interested in this, and go along and do what we do, you know, get footage and document this and actually raise awareness of this, so that, you know, it's, you have to expose the sunlight on this industry. Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you feel that the public should know, or that people in New Zealand should know about this industry?
No, I think really the takeaway is this industry is on the way out. You know, if it weren't for the $70 million bailout that Winston Peters gave them over COVID, it probably would have been the end of the industry kind of thing. It's much like greyhound racing, you know, it's a Swansea industry, but for the horses that are being viciously abused and exploited on a regular basis, you know, the end won't come soon enough. So it's up to people to boycott where they can and draw attention where they can for the horses. Yeah.
That was Elin Arbez from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses on the impact of horse racing and their protest against the holding of the Taranaki Cup.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.